Avalanche forecast for Thursday, the 15th of January 2026. Wind slabs represent the main danger. All day it applies above 2,000 meter considerable avalanche danger, so danger level 3, below low avalanche danger, so danger level 1. All day, above 2,000 meter, we have a wind slab problem. Especially in the aspects west to north to east. The somewhat older wind slabs can be released easily, even by a single winter sport participant. The avalanche-prone locations are to be found in particular on west to north to east-facing aspects above approximately 2,000 meters. Individual avalanche-prone locations are to be found also on steep south-facing slopes above approximately 2,400 meters. Caution is to be exercised in particular at the base of rock walls and behind abrupt changes in the terrain, as well as in gullies and bowls. In particular, in shady places that are protected from the wind, avalanches can release the weakly bonded old snow as well and reach quite a large size. Whumping sounds and the formation of shooting cracks when stepping on the snowpack can indicate the danger. Remotely triggered avalanches are possible. Apart from the danger of being buried, restraint should be exercised as well in view of the danger of avalanches sweeping people along and giving rise to falls. And now the snowpack. The wind slabs have settled a little. They are bonding only slowly with the old snowpack. The old snowpack consists of faceted crystals. Steep south-facing slopes. As a consequence of mild temperatures and solar radiation, a crust formed on the surface. The snowpack will be generally subject to considerable local variations. Only a small amount of snow is lying for the time of year in all altitude zones. We have the following danger patterns. DP.6, cold, loose snow and wind, DP.5, snowfall after a long period of cold. The tendency for Friday, the 16th of January 2026 indicates a decreasing avalanche danger. Have a nice day and don't forget to be careful.